Cuba deported 8 Spanish women on International Human Rights Day this week, though the communist government announced it would sign 2 UN covenants on political, civil and social rights by March 2008. A Spanish diplomat said the women were deported after protesting for the release of political prisoners. Havana has long refused to agree to UN pacts, which were adopted in 1976 at the height of the Cold War, but now says it will sign up and open its doors to scrutiny by the UN Human Rights Council. José Belsotom, a Cuban and founder of the search and rescue organisation Brothers to the Rescue, spoke to us about human rights in Cuba.
It's kind of ironic that Cuba was the first to post the idea of the formation of the Human Rights Declaration in the United Nations. So Cuba is a signatory of the Human Rights Declaration for years. And Cuba is precisely the place where the human rights have been violated on a daily basis. It's unfortunate that the people that have participated in these recent demonstrations, which have been entirely pacific, have been treated the way they have, once again showing the preparations that the Cuban government had done to thwart the movement of human rights and any type of demonstration that would show that human rights are precisely violated in Cuba.